Chapter 9. Defining Sister White's Judgment and the Word of the Lord.
Sister White's Opinion. The position of part human, part divine. Many times in my experience, I have been called upon to meet the attitude of a certain class who acknowledged that the testimonies were from God, but took the position that this matter and that matter were Sister White's opinion and judgment. This suits those who do not love reproof and correction, and who, if their ideas are crossed, have occasion to explain the difference between the human and the divine. If the preconceived opinions or particular ideas of some are crossed in being reproved by testimonies, they have a burden at once to make plain their position to discriminate between the testimonies, defining what is Sister White's human judgment and what is the word of the Lord. Everything that sustains their cherished ideas is divine, and the testimonies to correct their errors are human, Sister White's opinions. They make of none effect the counsel of God by their tradition. Manuscript 16, 1889. Virtually rejecting the testimonies. You have talked over matters as you viewed them, that the communications from Sister White are not all from the Lord, but a portion is her own mind, her own judgment, which is no better than anybody else's judgment and ideas. This is one of Satan's hooks to hang your doubts upon, to deceive your soul and the souls of others who will dare to draw the line in this matter and say, "This portion which pleases me is from God, but that portion which points out and condemns my course of conduct is from Sister White alone and bears not the holy signet." You have in this way virtually rejected the whole of the messages which God in His tender, pitying love has sent to you to save you from moral ruin. There is one back of me which is the Lord, who has prompted the message which you now reject and disregard and dishonor. By tempting God, you have unnerved yourselves, and confusion and blindness of mind has been the result. Letter 16, 1888. This is not my opinion. After I wrote you the long letter, which has been belittled by Elder H. as merely an expression of my own opinion, while at the Southern California camp meeting, the Lord partially removed the restriction, and I write what I do. I dare not say more now, lest I go beyond what the Spirit of the Lord has permitted me. When Professor I. came, I put to him a few pointed questions, more to learn how he regarded the condition of things than to obtain information. I felt that the crisis had come. Had Elder H. and those united with him been standing in the light, they would have recognized the voice of warning and reproof. But he calls it a human work and casts it aside. The work he is doing he will wish undone ere long. He is weaving a net around himself that he cannot easily break. This is not my opinion. What voice will you acknowledge as the voice of God? What power has the Lord in reserve to correct your errors and show you your course as it is? What power to work in the church? You have by your own course closed every avenue whereby the Lord would reach you. Will He raise one from the dead to speak to you? In the testimonies sent to Battle Creek, I have given you the light God has given to me. In no case have I given my own judgment or opinion. I have enough to write of what has been shown me without falling back on my own opinions. You are doing as the children of Israel did again and again. Instead of repenting before God, you reject His words and attribute all the warnings and reproof to the messenger whom the Lord sends. Testimony for the Battle Creek Church, pages 50 to 58, 1882. Permit me to express my mind, and yet not my mind, but the word of the Lord. Letter 89, 1899. Quoted in Counsels to Writers and Editors, page 112. Satan will help those who feel that they must discriminate. I have my work to do, to meet the misconceptions of those who suppose themselves able to say what is testimony from God and what is human production. If those who have done this work continue in this course, satanic agencies will choose for them. Those who have helped souls to feel at liberty to specify what is of God in the testimonies and what are the uninspired words of Sister White will find that they were helping the devil in his work of deception. Please read Testimony number 33, page 211, Testimonies volume 5, page 682, How to Receive Reproof, letter 28, 1906. How can God reach them? What reserve power has the Lord with which to reach those who have cast aside his warnings and reproofs and have accredited the testimonies of the Spirit of God to no higher source than human wisdom? In the judgment, what can you who have done this offer to God as an excuse for turning from the evidences he has given you that God was in the work? Testimonies to Ministers, page 466.